Hey, don't worry about it. Seriously, you're overthinking it. We will deal with that somehow. You know how many times the same thing has happened to me? Of course, you may think that pretty girls don't go through anything, but trust me, I've dealt with worse than this. I can't believe your sister just passed out on us. And we were supposed to drink tonight, too. Looks like I'll be drinking with you instead. What? You don't drink? Oh, I get it. Is there some sort of tournament happening or what? What is the stream going to be about? I don't know. Guess I'm asking because maybe I can join you or... Oh, really? It's not for me. I wouldn't like it. Why? Are you putting me in a box with all the other girls that look like me? Oh, okay. So it's a gaming stream. Of course. I should have known. Silly me. Wait, is the streamer hot? Maybe I can still watch it. So let me get this straight. You're skipping out on a Friday night to watch someone else play games? No offense, but don't you think that's a little passive? Why not just play them yourself? Oh, you do? I see. And you're good at it? Really? Then why are you blushing? Did I hit a nerve? Or maybe you're just shy. It's cute, honestly. Most guys would have started bragging by now. Like, oh yeah, I'm ranked this. I'm ranked that. But not you. You're different, aren't you? What? No, I'm not teasing you. Well, not entirely. I just think it's refreshing. Most of the guys I hang out with, they're all so predictable. You, though, you're unexpected. So, what's your favorite game, Mr. Gamer? Let me guess. Something intense and competitive, like first-person shooters. Or maybe you're into strategy games. No? RPGs? Oh, interesting choice. You know, I've heard about it, but I've never played. I don't play games in general, as you can probably tell. But with you, who knows? Maybe I'd get into it. Maybe you could show me sometime. Or is that your way of keeping me out of your world? I'm not trying to invade your space, you know. Wouldn't it be fun, though? I'm sure I'd be terrible at it, but I would give it my all, I promise. I just need someone to guide me. And who better than you, right? You know, you don't give yourself enough credit. I've seen the way you carry yourself. You're thoughtful, kind, and clearly good at what you love. That's attractive. You're attractive. Oh, don't look so shocked. You've never had a girl tell you that before. Well, then I'm honored to be the first. All right, let's make a deal. You teach me your favorite game, and I'll teach you something I'm good at. Fair trade, right? Oh, don't give me that look. I'm not that hopeless with a controller. I might surprise you. Besides, I think it'd be fun to see you in your element. You're always so quiet around me. I want to see the real you. The confident you. What? Am I making you nervous? Good. It's about time someone shook you out of your comfort zone. You know, I've always wondered, what's it like being the quiet one? I bet people underestimate you all the time. But there's more to you, isn't there? Something deeper. I think that's why I'm so intrigued by you. You're not like the other guys I know. You're real, genuine, and honestly, that's rare. You may think it's not, but it is. Teach me something. Anything. I'm all ears. Or are you too scared I'll beat you at your own game? What? Oh, please. I'm competitive too, you know. Don't let the pretty face fool you. I'll have you eating your words before the night's over. Like I said, I may struggle in the beginning, but once I figure it all out, oh, it's wraps for you then. Believe you me. Oh, and just so you know, I'm not leaving until you crack a smile. A real one. None of this polite, half-hearted stuff you've been giving me. Actually, no. Let's make it more interesting. If I win, you have to... I don't know. Tell me your biggest secret. And if you win, well, you can ask me anything. Anything at all. Oh, come on. Don't back out now. Where's that competitive spirit? Or are you afraid of what I'll ask if I win? Don't worry. I'll go easy on you for now. My, my. I can only imagine what you're thinking about right now. What does she have in store for me? I know it must be something bad. This girl is no good. All right, I think it's time. Time for you to show me your room. No, no, come on. Let her sleep here. We don't have to tell her anything. If she wakes up, she'll find us. Don't act like we're leaving the country or something. We're just moving to another place in this house. Come, come. Unless you want me to start thinking you're afraid of me. You're not afraid of me, are you? I won't bite. I promise. Good boy. Now, I would give you a hand, but I'm afraid I don't know the direction. So I guess you have to do it. Oh, wow. So this is your setup, huh? You know how to make yourself comfortable, don't you? You've got a whole command center here, dual monitors, that fancy keyboard, and what is that? RGB lighting? Very serious gamer vibes. Do you spend a lot of time here? It feels like your little world, kind of like a fortress. Safe, quiet, just you and your games. I get it. Everyone needs a place like that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think it's nice. You're not out there trying to impress everyone or pretending to be someone you're not. You're just you. Okay, so now show me what you got. No pressure or anything, but if you choke in front of me, I'll never let you live it down. Okay, I'll behave for now, but only if you promise to walk me through this. I don't want to be the idiot who doesn't know what's going on. That would probably be the only way you can win, too. Wait, hold on. Did you just say combo attack? That sounds complicated. Are you sure you're not secretly trying to confuse me so I'll give up? There it is. I knew you had a real smile in there somewhere. See, I'm not so bad to be around, am I? So, are you going to let me try? Or are you too scared I'll outshine you on my first go? Okay, let's see. How hard can it be?
You lose!
Oh no, what am I doing? Help me, this is hard. See, I told you I'd need a guide. You can't expect me to be a challenge if I don't know what to do. You're good at this. Like, really good. It's kind of impressive, honestly. I didn't expect you to be so focused. You know, you're a lot different than I thought you'd be, in a good way. You're not just some quiet, shy guy sitting in the corner. There's a lot more going on under the surface. Don't let it go to your head, though. I still think I can beat you eventually with enough practice. Thanks for letting me, you know, in to your little corner. I know it's not easy for you, opening up like this, but I'm glad you did. You're kind of amazing. You know that? Okay, maybe I am just saying things now, but have you not wondered why? Why I'm complimenting you over and over? Surely you must know that I'm not doing it only because I'm so excited to play a bunch of games with you. You're much smarter than that. So you think I'm doing it because I'm bored. That's it? That's all? I guess I underestimated how inexperienced you really are with those things. What things? See what I'm talking about? You don't even know what I'm referring to. The truth is... The truth is that I like you. Like, really, really like you. I always did. Well, yeah, I know you know, but I mean, in a different kind of way. I don't like you like somebody that's just my friend's little brother who I have to be nice to. I like you like someone I would go on a date with and do other things. There you go blushing again. I love when this happens. That's how I know you probably feel the same way. I mean, if I was a random girl you didn't care about, you probably wouldn't respond to my words in this way. Or maybe, well, I don't know. I was never shy, so I can't even understand. Maybe it's simply because I'm hot. Or because I'm a girl. Either way, I still love it. You look so cute when you don't know what to do. I kinda got a little thing for that, you know? All my ex-boyfriends were confident and very outspoken. I think maybe that's why. Maybe I'm tired of the classic bad guy that all the women chase. Am I like your type at all? Would you, I don't know, if I wasn't your friend and I was just some random girl your age, would you go out on a date with me? I think you would, but I would have to go even slower than I already am. It's okay, though. I don't mind taking my time with you. You're not like other guys. You're worth it. And I feel like once we get there, it's going to be rewarding. I mean, look at you. You're blushing again. It's adorable, really. Makes me want to tease you more, but I won't. Not too much, at least. You know, there's one way we can test if you're really into me like I think you are. It's a little naughty. We would have to be quiet. Have you got any ideas what I may be talking about? No? Really? Come on, you're smarter than that. Think about it. Something, just the two of us. Something that'll prove whether all this blushing is because you like me or because you're just nervous. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about, but you're scared to say it, let alone do it. Or maybe you think, this can't be. It's not serious. She's just teasing. How about this? You get on the bed for me, and I'll show you if I'm just playing. Oh, come on. Just get on the bed already. Shh, your sister, remember? We can't wake her up. She'd be pissed. Look, I can't help it. I've been waiting long enough. I gave you multiple hints throughout the whole thing. I gave you chances to back away, but you didn't. You know what that tells me? That tells me you don't really want to go anywhere. You want this to happen just as much as me. You want to let me take the lead and do whatever I want. I can sense it. And I will. Oh, baby, I will do it all. The bad, the nasty, the perverted. But first, let's get you out of those clothes, shall we? Shh, just go with the flow. I promise you won't regret it. Oh, look at you. Such a nice little body you have for me. You know, it's funny. I'm usually very submissive, but you bring something out of me. Something wild that I didn't even know was there. The feeling is extremely exciting. It's like I'm about to unwrap a Christmas present or something. Well, I kind of am going to do something similar in a minute. Yes, baby, say bye to those boxers. Oops, sorry. You'll have to find them somewhere later. Now, what do we have here? Oh my, you've been hiding this from me for quite some time now, haven't you? Such a naughty boy. That's not good. That's a bad boy. I'm afraid I'll have to punish you. Teach you a little lesson. Do you want it? Do you want me to teach you a fucking lesson? Do you like that? Bad answer. You're not supposed to like it. It's a punishment, remember? And you think you can just be cute like that? Blush like that? Tease me like that all day, every day? You can't. There are consequences for that, boy. These are the consequences. Oh. I want you to remember this day. The day you became mine. From now on, our relationship is going to be a whole lot different from what it used to be. Do you understand? Yeah? Oh, what? What? Is it too intense? Are you about to pop? Already? Am I going too hard on you? Hold it. I don't care. Hold it. No, hold it and take it. You can't do it until I say so. Just a little more. Come on. Okay, now you can. Give it to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come in my mouth. Oh, do it. Do it now. Good boy. How was it? Did you like your punishment? See, I knew you were into that. That was so much fun, watching you squirm like that. Trying to do a rematch. I'm about to kick your ass. No, trust me. I know how to play now. It's over for you. Come on, put your clothes back on. Let's go.